Hey guys, what's up? It's Greg. It's been forever since I've actually posted here on the Cinematics podcast feed. I'm going to make a better attempt at it because my better half, Anderson Cowan, has been posting his I've Got a Movie to Make like clockwork every week. That's a huge difference between me and Anderson. He's talented and consistent, lethal combination in a good way. And since I am not nearly close to that, that's a lethal combination in a bad way for me. But here's the thing. This week I have a good interview for you guys. It's only 4 minutes, but I'm gonna really talk, give you a little bit of a backstory on one of my questions for this 4 minute interview. It was a TV slot with actors Chris Messina and Amy Simons. They are the supporting players in a new movie called The Secrets We Keep. The movie centers on this woman in post-World War II America. She's played by Noomi Rapace, and she is a foreigner. She's an immigrant who's trying to make a better life with her husband, played by Chris Messina, and they have a son. They have a nice suburban home, trying to live that American dream. I'm thinking late 40s, early 50s, post-World War II era. One day she spots a stranger in town, a person she doesn't know, supposedly, but it's a quick glance, and she thinks that this man, played by Joel Kinnaman, may have been the war criminal, the Nazi who ultimately did some real damage to her back in the day during the war. So she's adamant about him being that horrible human being. So what she does is she kidnaps him, holds him hostage in her basement, much to the surprise of her husband. And that's the story. Okay, it's a psychological thriller. And what I really appreciated about this movie, it's directed by Yuval Adler, by the way. It's not your average Hitchcock type of movie where the money shot stuff isn't really all about the Hitchcockian flair or all those cinematic flourishes, all that. It really focuses on the characters in the story. The reason why I say psychological thriller is it really centers on the emotional baggage and turmoil that each of these characters face in their respective lives. Now, Amy Simons, she plays the wife, the American wife of the stranger who is kidnapped. So that's my interview with Messina and Amy Simons. Now, regarding the interview, Messina and Simons maybe had a couple of scenes together in this movie, but earlier in the year, Chris Messina worked with Amy Simons in her directing feature, She Dies Tomorrow. So towards the end of the interview, I asked Messina about what makes Amy Simons a unique filmmaker, number one, and number two, I asked Amy Simons about how this filmmaker slash actress named Barbara Loden inspired her as a storyteller. Now, Barbara Loden was married to Elia Kazan. Kazan is best known for his film On the Waterfront. He's done other films like America, America, Splendor. I believe he did Splendor in the Grass as well. But yeah, he's a master in cinema. But Barbara Loden was his wife, and she received her share of acclaim for directing the movie and starring in the movie Wanda, which is now out on Criterion. Definitely can't wait to see that movie and get back to you guys about it. If you've actually seen Wanda, would love to hear your thoughts on that movie. Now, would love to hear your thoughts as well on The Secrets We Keep. The movie opens September 16th in theaters and makes its way toward on VOD on October 16th. Again, it stars Noomi Rapace, Joel Kinnaman, Chris Messina, and Amy Simons. Here is my interview with Messina and Simons. You can actually check out my video interview with them for our Patreon subscribers. I have different view. I have the speaker view and gallery view all uploaded for our Cinematics Patreon members. And so please support that. Also, I'm just starting this. I've had this thing where, you know, Anderson is really focused in on cinema, and I'm really inspired by what he does. And something that I've really had on my mind is on this other website I have called findyourscene.com. I've been doing a podcast called Find Your Film, with my buddies Bruce Perkey and Eric Holmes. You might have listened to them last month when they filled in for Anderson Cowan. But what I'm going to try to do with that site, and I haven't done hardly any work on that site yet, is I want to house a whole bunch of movies on that website and continue to curate and update these movies, these select movies. So for example, I asked Amy Simons today about about Wanda, the movie Wanda. So for what I'll do for that Find Your Scene site is I'm going to put Wanda as a story up on that site, maybe do a Blu-ray review of it because I have the Blu-ray downstairs, put the video of Amy Simons and audio talking about Barbara Loden and Wanda. And as the years progress, months progress, whenever I interview filmmakers and maybe someone will mention Wanda or Barbara Loden as one of their favorite films, and then I'll put that audio or video up on that same story. And I'll also dig up podcasts. And essentially what will happen is, hopefully my dream is that there's going to be, who knows, maybe even 1,000 movies. Well, right now, let's get it up to 100 movies up on the Find Your Scene site, where the idea is that the movies will never die. So we can continuously update each movie. Each movie in and of itself will be its own world. So as the months and years progress, I'll be updating that Wanda post with different interviews, maybe I'll come across a story or a podcast, et cetera, et cetera. And hopefully I can grow that curating cinema community as well. So anyways, that's just been my little fantasy that I've had in my noggin for the last several years. And I tried that very briefly with Anderson. We did a one-off. We actually did a spoiler version of Harold and Maude. And I was thinking, I came up with this idea called spoiled cinema, where it's the same concept where movies really never die. But then I wanted it to be more of a spoilerific type of thing. But no, I mean, I'm going to probably have a spoiler section within each movie that's going to be featured on that website. But yeah, it's gone through different iterations. Essentially, I'm just talking about it without doing any actions. But the cool thing is, I have all these interviews from the past several years and asking actors and filmmakers some of their favorite movies. I've got to really collect them, and then I'm going to start housing them on that website. And I don't know, it's just, I'm just thinking out loud. That's one of my big passions, is to start curating some of the movies and the interviews that I've been doing. So if you guys have any ideas, throw them my way of what you'd love to hear or see from this kind of cockamamie idea I have regarding Find Your Scene and Find Your Film and cinematics. I'm going to try to tie all this film stuff together and make it a seamless experience for you. All right, that is longer than the 4-minute interview that I promised you for this podcast. I apologize. You're not going to hear me on the back end. Don't worry. Here, without further ado, is Chris Messina and Amy Simons for The Secrets We Keep. Hey guys, I'm Greg Srizavasti with Deepest Dream. Pleasure to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you.
You know, I love psychological thrillers, mystery, suspense. I love that genre, but was the fact that this movie really centered on the emotional trauma and the psychological aspect as opposed to the aesthetic, the visual aesthetic, was that a big draw for both of you as far as it really goes really deep into the humanistic side of things?
Definitely. Yeah, that and the cast. I mean, I think both Amy and I were drawn to the fact that we get to work with Noomi and Joel, and Amy and I have been trying to work with each other for a while. So the fact that when I heard she was doing it, I was thrilled. And then we had Yuval as our leader. So yes, everything you just said and on top of a really cool bunch of people.
I think for me, having seen Yuval's films, what I was excited about is what he was going to bring to the script, namely in the more human, like realism side, and not just have it be, you know, a revenge or a thriller story, that it was actually going to go into the trauma and keeping it real. And he was so good at even in the very subtle and quiet scenes that I had with Noomi that are so loaded, he was really good at keeping us grounded in not just like the context of the time period, but also the context of what we knew when we knew it, if that makes sense.
Noomi seems like to be a very special actor. As a moviegoer, just watching her, she seems to really go that extra real distance. And I don't know how to put it into words, but for you guys, just as experienced actors, what is it like having a scene partner like Noomi in these scenes?
Well, it makes you, you know, any kind of, you know, Noomi, Amy, having these kind of, this kind of talent looking at you, it only makes you better. It's like playing tennis with a great tennis player. You know, you all of a sudden you're like, wow, I think I'm getting better at this, you know, and it's because they're hitting the ball so well to you. They're delivering it right to you. And that's kind of what it was. Noomi, on top of the fact that she's so talented, she was a real leader, I thought. And this was a very quick shoot. The material's very intense. And she was just a rock the whole time. And so I followed her, you know, I followed her through the kind of the war of shooting a movie, you know, so to speak.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry, Amy.
Oh, no, if you have one more question.
Sorry. I have one quick question, Amy, just quick question for you and quick question for you, Chris. How does Barbara Loden, I guess, in a very quick manner, how has she inspired you as a storyteller? Because I personally can't wait to see Wanda. And very quickly on top of that, Chris, what does Amy bring as a filmmaker and a collaborator? So,
oh man, you asked the wrong question at the end. I'm gonna rush. But she's everything to me. I mean, the first time I saw Wanda was, it gave me permission as a female filmmaker to explore women I hadn't really seen frequently in cinema, and that, like, the idea, bringing forth the idea of a fascinating character as opposed to her being a redeeming character, you know, that was worthy of watching. And so I take a lot from Wanda, maybe even you could say rip off Wanda.
I want to answer, I'll answer quickly, but it's really a longer story. And I tell you at any time that I think Amy's a master storyteller, not only like just, as you know, an incredible actress, but just the way she put that movie together, the way in which she conducts a set and sets up a playground for every department. If every movie was made that way, be in heaven. So that's the quick version of a very long story.
Great. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.